don't know what he's saying, but he's singing. Let's do number eight. Number eight, one that's probably familiar to everybody.
What did you say,
Nathan? Number eight.
Yay!
Jesus is Lord.
Seven. 147. 7.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you high lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. To see you high lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and
thank you.
We're gonna kill the tenors.
So now I get back to you.
belongs to. The gear is Noah.
All right, we got it. What's next? Either way.
Oh, Lord, I thought the day would never come when I could lay my burden down and walk with you. But this morning, as I greet the rising sun, the fondest of my dreams have all come true. The greatest friend you'll ever find is on a lonely mountain. The highest high you'll ever reach is when you kneel to pray. The brightest light you'll ever see is when you close your eyes. Oh Lord, you are my first love, and last I realize. Oh Lord, I need a mountain to climb on, just a quiet place to go and know you're there. Oh Lord, I need to spend some time with you. Jesus, spend the night with you in prayer. The greatest friend you'll ever find is on a lonely mountain. The highest height you'll ever reach is when you kneel to pray. The brightest light you'll ever see is when you close your eyes. Oh Lord, you are my first love, at last I realize. Oh Lord, you are my first love, at last I realize.
Okay, Jake, which one do you want?
Jesus.
Alright, Jesus loves me first, please. Hey, I got to hear you sing. Sing out loud, okay?
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
Jake, you want to lead? Come here. Come here. Come here, Sam.
That's Jake.
No, Sam. All right. Okay, you ready?
Sure, buddy.
Okay, is it? All right, sorry.
Here is Noah. This is the day that the Lord.
No. What? 149.
I
He who loves is born of God. I'm going to ask my brother Jonathan to come and lead us in a prayer as we close this time together. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for this time we can come as a family. Many families physically, but spiritually one family, Lord. Praise your name, join together in fellowship, in one common belief, one common mission, one common goal. And that's heaven. Thank you so much, Lord, for making that possible, for the sacrifice of your Son. We know on this special day, Mother's Day, that we have so many things to be thankful for. And Lord, we know that it's just a glimpse of the love that you have for us and the sacrifices that you've made for us. And a special day, this Sunday, also marks a great love, a great sacrifice that you've made for us. Help us as we leave this place to go spread your message throughout this land, to keep it in our hearts, and to share it with those who we know and we come in contact with, knowing that you are guiding things on this earth and the opportunities that we see next in our lives may very well be from you. Help us to take those opportunities, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
A couple of people I want to recognize especially for making this night possible. The first one is Rich. Rich bought all the food and oversaw all the cooking, made Chef do it. But I thank Rich, and also Johnny was the other one that kind of organized it, spearheaded it. So we thank both of them for making it possible. There's another special thing that's happening in our family, the Echo Hills family, this week. Our brother Brandon is going to be coming back to us this week for the summer. If you don't know, he's been in Cambodia for the last several months, and we're looking forward to having him back. From the Echo Hills family or anybody else, there are those that are planning on meeting here at the building on Tuesday at 5. And according to
the
bus is leaving at 5. Okay, leaving at 5. However many show up, that's the vehicle they'll take. If we need to take the 15-passenger van, if they need to take a 2-seater, or they need to take one of the big buses, they'll just kind of gauge on who shows up, on who's going to go down there. If you want to go down there on your own, I think it comes in at around 6:45. We're going to want a big crowd. We're going to take a big crowd down there so that we can welcome him back and hopefully convince him to stay. He doesn't need to go back to that place. Anyway. So, any other announcements need to be made? Just leave the books on the table, and I'll get some of our teenagers who need something to do. They'll go around and pick those up for you. Okay, thank y'all for coming. Y'all have a good night. Hey, the men cook, it's the women's turn to clean up. I'm just kidding. It's a joke. It's a joke.
PM, did you say six?